From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Americans have ousted a political party from power for the third national election in a row. Republicans have taken nearly 60 seats from Democrats in the House to regain a majority there. But the likely new House Speaker, John Boehner, says it's not a time for celebration.
We can celebrate when small businesses begin hiring again. And we can celebrate when we have a government that has earned the trust of the people that it serves.
But there is celebrating by GOP candidates who've not only scored major victories in the House, but have picked up 6 seats from Democrats in the Senate. The new senator-elect from Florida, Marco Rubio, says all lawmakers need to heed the message voters have sent.
We make a grave mistake if we believe that tonight these results are somehow an embrace of the Republican Party. What they are is a second chance. A second chance for Republicans to be what they said they were going to be not so long ago.
Democrats have maintained a narrow majority in the Senate, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has won re-election despite an intense effort by the GOP and Tea Party backers to defeat him.
I thank the people of Nevada. It's always been my honor to represent the state, to serve the state, and to fight for the state, and to fight for each of you.
Reid may have won his fight, but a lot of veteran Democratic lawmakers did not. Among those defeated, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, House Budget Committee Chairman John Spratt, and House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what do we know about the voters in this election and the issues and concerns that were motivating them?
Craig, I spoke with Pew Research Center pollster Michael Dimmock, who was with us at our election center through the night. Now, based on pre-election polling and exit polling, he says we have some pretty clear signs of 2 key dynamics: Republicans more enthusiastic than Democrats, and a shift by independent voters who supported Democrats in 2008 to Republicans.
This electorate was very conservative. 41% described themselves as conservative. That's up from 34% 2 years ago.
What were the biggest issues?
Well, the economy overwhelmingly is the biggest issue. But even within that, there's a conservative tone to it. 40% of voters say that the deficit is the priority for Congress moving forward, more so than taxes or spending to create more jobs. And that's particularly true among the Republican voters, the ones who carried the day.
And once again, that's Pew Research Center Associate Director Michael Dimmock. He said, Craig, that Democrats came out in about the same numbers as normal for a midterm, although a fair number of African-American voters stayed home, and that Democrats still support Obama administration policies. But Dimmock told me that it was the surge of conservative voters, including some of those independents, who turned the tide for Republican candidates.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. This is NPR News. A record 37 governorships were at stake in the election, and Republicans have picked up at least 10 of them from Democrats. One key state house that Democrats managed to hold, though, is in California, where former Democratic Governor Jerry Brown has been elected to that post again. NPR's Larry Abramson says Brown turned back a strong challenge from billionaire Meg Whitman.
Former eBay executive Meg Whitman spent over $140 million of her own fortune on a huge ad campaign, but she was unable to close the gap with Brown. Brown pointed to his familiarity with state government and said it gave him an edge over Whitman, who has never run for office. Brown declared victory in Oakland, where he was once mayor, in front of children from 2 charter schools he helped found.
I built these schools because I want to build for the future. And that's what it's all about.
Jerry Brown also promised to restore the reputation of California's education system, which faces continuing budget cuts. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Oakland, California.
The controversial ballot measure in California that would have legalized the recreational use of marijuana went down to defeat. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has a vote of his own today as Fed policymakers decide whether to have the central bank buy billions of dollars worth of Treasury securities. The so-called quantitative easing would be aimed at boosting the U.S. economy. Indonesia's powerful Mount Merapi volcano is erupting once again, sending clouds of searing gas soaring into the sky and raining ash on its slopes up to 6 miles away. No casualties reported yet. Most villagers had already been evacuated from the area in advance of a recent eruption that killed at least 38 people. The volcano's activity has displaced about 70,000 people from their homes. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.